You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, state lawmakers are at odds over a manufacturing tax credit that's costing far more than originally expected. We'll hear what's at stake for the state budget.
First, on Friday, President Trump signed an executive order instituting a travel ban on people who come from seven countries with alleged ties to terrorism. The ban was instituted immediately and caused travelers from those countries to be detained or sent back in some cases. This prompted backlash nationwide from citizens and some lawmakers.
The executive action is expected to have a major impact on refugees in particular. In a new piece on WisConText, our next guest took a look at refugees here in Wisconsin, how many there are, where they came from, and the steps they went through to obtain refugee status.
Scott Gordon is an editor and reporter with WisContext, which is a partnership between Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television, and the UW Cooperative Extension. He's written several pieces on this issue. You can find a link to his most recent story on the Central Time Facebook page or visit wiscontext.org for more on the topic. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Big picture, what are we looking at in terms of the numbers of refugees coming here to Wisconsin?
So between 2002 and 2016, about 13,000 refugees were resettled in Wisconsin, according to numbers from the State Department. And that's out of almost 900,000 in the United States overall.
And how do we stack up compared to other states in that?
Well, right now, for that time period I mentioned, 2002 to 2016, Wisconsin ranks about 24th in a list of all the states and the few territories and D.C. that resettle refugees. Hardly the biggest refugee resettlement state. Of course, California and Texas, there's just more space and more large cities and more resources to help people, trying to start a whole new life.
And refugee and immigrant. Now, those phrases are sometimes in the same executive orders lately, but different laws apply to them. What is a refugee, if you can sort that out for us?
Right. So a refugee, as opposed to other categories of immigrants, is someone who is fleeing conflict or persecution of one kind or another, or the definite threat of persecution. And to gain admittance into the United States as a refugee, one has to undergo a pretty thorough process. And I think that bears kind of reminding people in this whole debate, because a lot of people are kind of talking as if there's no process and we don't know what's going on. And that is flat out false.
Can you lay out the steps of if someone tries to become a refugee coming from another country, what do they have to go through?
Right. So the first step is that someone applies to the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees. And that's kind of the first vetting step. And according to the UN, less than 1% of the world's overall refugee population even makes it through that first step. And then kind of things are referred to the U.S. or to, other countries that accept refugees. And, in the U.S., there's quite a long process that involves several federal agencies looking into people's backgrounds, people's documentation, gathering biometric data on them, all kinds of things. Something that can take months or for a lot of people, even years. And right now, the way the process works, there is an additional screening step for people from Syria. It's a pretty extensive vetting process that people go through. And, once someone kind of clears the steps that the federal government puts them through, a resettlement agency, which is technically a private nonprofit that gets federal funding, is kind of in charge of helping them get a new start wherever they end up moving.
Looking closer at who's coming to Wisconsin, obviously you mentioned Syrian refugees. They're in the news a lot.
Right.
In Wisconsin, you think among refugees from Southeast Asia, neither of those are the top source of refugees. Where are they coming from mostly?
Well, the largest incoming group of refugees since 2002, at least, has been people from Burma in Southeast Asia.
And that's a surprise to me. Reading your piece, I honestly had no clue that that was our biggest source of refugee population in Wisconsin.
Well, to be honest, I kind of didn't until I started reporting on the piece. And, I've read about the crisis in Burma before, but I was surprised to learn just how many refugees from Burma come here, especially considering how much more you hear about, as you said, the Hmong people or people from Somalia or people from Syria.
tell the story there, because we hear news about Syria. We know about the background of the Vietnam War for Hmong refugees coming here. This is a story that is not front and center in our headlines. So what's going on in Burma, a.k.a. Myanmar, depending on who you talk to?
Right. So Burma, for a good while, was part of the British Empire. They sort of treated it as part of India. It became independent in 1948. And all through its history, there has been conflict between different ethnic and religious groups. And, you know, in its modern history, Burma has been politically dominated by Buddhists and by an ethnic majority that are just called Burmans or the Bamar, depending on who's talking. And for a lot of that time, there's essentially been a military dictatorship that has pursued, you know, essentially genocide-like campaigns against various ethnic minorities throughout the country. So it's a country that essentially has several civil wars and several humanitarian crises going on at once.
So members of these different ethnic populations have been applying for refugee status around the world, and some of them are, in addition to being ethnic minorities, are a religious minority in Burma.
That's correct. And, I mean, even some of the – even a lot of the people in the ethnic majority in Burma are oppressed and seeking to get out. But yeah, within the country, there's a whole mix of different people who are Christians or animists or Muslims, and are persecuted for one reason or another. And the array of divisions there is really complex.
Talking to Scott Gordon from WisContext about Wisconsin's refugee population. So people from Burma fleeing this complicated series of repressions and different military actions by the government, they end up here in Wisconsin. Do we know why Burmese refugees end up in Wisconsin in particular?
You know, not really. That's a decision that kind of comes down to the resettlement agencies and to the State Department to a certain extent, you know, which basically kind of look at, well, where will people have resources? Where will they maybe be able to find family or jobs or, you know, people who share their language and culture? So it's hard to say. I mean, you know, people from Burma are one of the kind of top five refugee groups entering the U.S. generally. So, I mean, there are a lot of people coming in that need to be placed somewhere. You know, in Wisconsin, the largest refugee resettlement area is, of course, Milwaukee. Not surprising because it's a big city. And after that, actually, the Fox cities are a distant second. So, you know, Oshkosh and Appleton actually settle more refugees than Madison does.
Can you talk about these resettlement agencies? Who are they, and what do they do?
Well, they're nonprofit agencies, often religious agencies, you know, Lutheran social services, Jewish social services, and essentially, they first kind of help refugees out with gathering all the paperwork and all the stuff that they need to just get through that vetting process, and then when they arrive in the U.S. and their new place of residence, these agencies connect them with various services, you know, such as help finding housing, help getting a job, you know, help getting just some spending money to get on their feet. And really the long-term goal for all these agencies is to help people become self-sufficient.
And how are Burmese refugees doing in Wisconsin, as far as we know?
Well, it's actually really hard to find a breakdown of, you know, people's financial status or their employment status when it comes to refugees. There has been some concern that even for refugees, refugees from Burma struggle a lot with poverty. You know, in my story, I speak with a UW-Milwaukee professor who worked on a study about that. You know, but there are success stories, people who've, you know, been able to really contribute to the community and get jobs and buy homes. You know, of course, in the whole debate over the refugee ban over this past week and weekend, you know, a lot of people have pointed out, you know, human rights is not a meritocracy. So I think that bears keeping in mind, too.
Is there a concern that this executive order will make it harder for refugees from Burma to end up in the U.S. and in Wisconsin?
There is, and it's something I've been looking into for a follow-up piece. Of course, it doesn't explicitly mention people from Burma or the country of Burma. But one really complicated thing about Burma is that it's a majority Buddhist country, and one of the minorities that's being persecuted there are people in kind of the northwest of the country called the Rohingya people, and those people are largely Muslim. And so I've been talking to people who are kind of trying to sort out how the government will interpret this executive order that they've said is, you know, supposed to make exceptions for religious minorities, and that they've explicitly said is supposed to make exceptions for Christians. So people are kind of trying to figure out, well, will they make an exception for Rohingya people because they're religious minorities, or will they try to bar Rohingya people because they're Muslims?
A lot of the conversation about refugees globally is related to the big humanitarian crisis, the civil war in Syria. Do we know how many Syrian refugees have made it here to Wisconsin?
Lots of them have come to the States. Only a little over 100 people from Syria have been settled in Wisconsin. So they've been the focus of a lot of public discussion, and including a lot of Governor Scott Walker's discussion of refugees. But it's a pretty tiny number of people compared to people coming from Burma, Laos, Somalia, Iraq, and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
And you mentioned the extensive vetting process that already exists for refugees, and Syrian refugees in the U.S. have already faced extra steps along the way?
That's correct.
So what are some of the latest trends? We know in that longer period you mentioned Burmese refugees, the greatest number. What are the changes we're seeing in the more recent years?
Well, the Syrian refugees who've been coming here have only been coming here since about 2014, and that may or may not step up. Of course, it's very uncertain right now, but you know, in recent years, the Obama administration had really set a goal of bringing in a lot more people from Syria. We do see still a lot of people coming in from Laos and from Somalia. You know, people who are already resettled here have a process that they can go through to get reunited with their families. So it kind of makes sense that once a refugee community is already kind of well established in a place, that you'll see it continue to grow for a bit. Of course, Somalia and Iraq are both targets of the ban. So it's really not clear what's going to happen to people from those countries, how this will affect, you know, the family reunification process. There's just a great deal of uncertainty surrounding all this right now.
We'll leave it there for now. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks very much, Rob.
Scott Gordon is an editor and reporter with WisContext. You can find a link to his most recent story on refugees in Wisconsin on the Central Time Facebook page, or visit wiscontext.org for more.